Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Vince McMahon has sold WWE to Saudi Arabia. Or has he? Because there are strong rumors, but those rumors, just before we went live, have since been denied.
Oh yeah, they're definitely not. Don't put any attention to that. It was definitely not a litmus test to see how the markets would react. There's no truth to those rumors.
Fine. Do you want to know how the markets did react?
They reacted very positively.
They reacted and have now dropped massively. since the denials have come out.
It's not massively. It's 0.15%.
Yes.
Which is massive.
Which is massive in the share price world.
It just means it's gone red.
Yeah. It just means it's the stock price.
Because it went down a fraction of a percent.
It's starting to go down.
It's still way beyond what it was 2 weeks ago.
But anyway, this is a bonus podcast here on a Wednesday. I am Luke Owen, DAD. I'm joined by Oliver Davis. And welcome back to the WrestleTalk podcast, the Professor Dan Layton.
Hi.
Oh.
Sorry,
Someone didn't.
I remembered to go on airplane mode and everything.
I haven't even got my phone with me.
Wow. Yeah, so there's like three levels to this.
Yeah.
Sorry, my father-in-law texts me sometimes. I don't know what to tell you.
You know what? Pete said you better be on this podcast, Ollie, because Luke and Dan will just talk about random stuff.
That's not
and
true.
Service stations.
That's not true at all.
When it's one of the biggest wrestling news stories ever.
You've got to warm people up. You've got to get them in the moment. It's all about the tease.
Okay.
That's all we are.
And I'm trying to get us on track here. And you two are actually, if anything, Ollie's the causing distraction here. Just before we started, he bragged about how his channel's got more subscribers than mine.
Yeah. And just passed 825.
And then just said, I don't like this daddy thing.
There wasn't enough time to really go into it.
No, there wasn't.
We can save that for the end.
It looks like WWE's got daddy issues.
Hey!
There we go. We're back in.
Absolute professional here. So yeah, we were going to talk about the rumors, the reports that WWE has been sold to a Saudi Arabia. Is the Saudi Arabia Investment Fund?
Public Investment Fund.
Yeah. It was going to go private again. The deal was agreed in principle and all of this. And there's been like rumblings backstage, but stars, we'll get into that in a little bit, wrestlers' sort of reaction to this news. The wrestling sort of Twitter sphere went kind of mad about it. And then just before we were coming live, about half an hour before we went live, Ariel Helwani tweeted, contrary to reports stating otherwise last night, there is no deal in place at this precise moment for WWE to be sold to Saudi Arabia's public investment fund or any entity, sources say. The organization is still exploring all options, I'm told, developing. Worth noting, the original tweet stating it was a done deal has since been deleted.
I will say that word developing is doing some heavy lifting. You're right, it's developing.
And that was Stephen Muehlhausen's tweets, which
a dozen.
Yes, which have been deleted.
Yeah.
Cassidy Haynes's are still up, although he may be asleep.
From what I saw, there were three starts of this story, which was there's an insider on Reddit who often leaks Raw scripts and various things. That he's called Kermit 125, he said WWE's been sold. Cassidy Haynes, a body slam, he said this is an ongoing thing. to the Saudi Arabia. And yeah, Stephen Mulhausen also said that. And then your other, I would argue, big reliable hitters, your Wrestling Observer, your Fightful, they then came out and said, we are not confirming
this. Show your
this.
Boots, yeah.
Yeah. The you know, it's obviously being spoken about behind the scenes. A lot of wrestlers are contacting Fightful and Wrestling Observer with their opinions, but they do not, they cannot say anything at this stage.
That's right.
We haven't heard from PW Insider, Pro Wrestling Sheet.
PW
Insider sort of places.
Very quiet.
Mm. Yeah.
So I think Mike Johnson said a single thing.
Like, it's because he's probably like on the phone. And,
well, no, but that's what, that, not to be a knob about it, but that's what journalism is. You should be calling these people, you should be getting these sources, you should be making sure you've got things on the record. And really, what's happened here is this is a thing. We're not going to back this up with any sources. And then your fight balls and you think that they're tweeting, we are trying to get people to confirm this and nobody is confirming this, so take it with a pinch of salt. But because that initial tweet is out there, the frenzy ball is already rolling. But
Cassidy Haynes, he's a guy that, you know, he's got very good sources. He was the guy that broke the Bryan Danielson news 2 years ago. Mm. Like, he has got a very good
one. It is 2 years ago.
Thank you.
It's a year and a half. Agree to disagree.
He has got a good track record of things. Mm. Mulhausen's is a newer guy that's sort of like come onto the scene as of late. Mm. But you're right, like the Kermit guy on Reddit is a guy that has been doing a lot. I kind of wonder if it is a litmus test style thing. Because this is what Sean tweeted. Sean said, one of the hot rumors is the Saudi buyers are interested in WWE. I've gained no actual information thus far to indicate this is actually happening outside of a few vague hinting messages from people outside of WWE. WWE contacts claim to not know what the hints were about. Those hints were done by people like Brian Alvarez, who said there was monster news incoming. Mm. Meltzer has spoken about this on Wrestling Observer Radio as well. I've got some quotes from Meltzer. But just to kind of wrap up the other people that are denying these reports, John Alba has said, retweeting Ariel Helwani, exactly the same as what I've been told. And then said, finally, we've got something much more firm. A high-ranking WWE source with knowledge of the situation tells me reports of a sale or agreement to sell at this moment are, quote, completely false. Still have not been able to get official comment from WWE on the record at this moment in time, but have inquired through multiple channels. And Brandon Thurston said, agrees with someone named Rich Greenfield, who called out Mulhausen for deleting all of his tweets and calling him fake news.
It was delicious shade.
Brandon Thurston said, I asked someone at WWE who would know, who said the story that took hold of Twitter last night about WWE in Saudi Arabia being near a deal to take the company private is untrue.
Mm. Well, you've got of those three people there who are now part of the wave of denials. Again, these aren't your Wrestling Observers. They're not Fightfuls. Although John Alba, you know, he's a good respected name in reporting. They are, one of them is Helwani. Helwani, take with an even bigger pinch of salt than with all the sale rumors, because he is very in bed with WWE.
A mouthpiece.
Yeah, he goes against stuff that AEW do. He's friends with Nick Khan, I think, behind the scenes.
The great example of an Ariel Helwani that I've ever seen is he did his interview with Triple H, where he never asked anything about Vince or taking over creative control or anything like that. It was just like, hey, you know, it's all going, this and the other. And then he did an interview with Tony Khan. He was like, why won't you talk about MJF? Why won't you talk about CM Punk? Why won't you talk about any of these things?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's very much WWE in bed with them, it seems. But the other two, yeah, they're just reporters who have heard another side of the story. They're not, I mean, there was that completely false line, mm-hmm. which is a definite, this isn't happening. Although I wouldn't believe anything WWE sources are telling me if I was a journalist right now, because Stephanie McMahon, just last week.
Well, this is the news that sort of got buried.
Yeah. So she told people in a meeting, don't worry, Vince is just coming back to sell the company. It's business as usual round here. Mm. 4 days later, she resigns from the board and she's no longer with WWE. Mm. So I don't know if anybody but Vince knows what's happening in WWE. And I think there's a lot of people who are probably trying to work against Vince. Mm. So it's a company, although it's trying to present itself with a unified public image, this is a company in utter chaos internally.
Because speaking of people going against Vince, there was that letter before the business of him sort of doing this hostile takeover that said in no uncertain terms, you returning to this company would be bad for the company.
Yeah, yeah.
And is this an example of something that is that manifest? Kind of yes. So,
but also kind of no, because the board's role is to act in the best interests of its shareholders.
Right
now, the share price is at 3-year high. I mean, it's doing better than it has in.
When did that jump?
So that January 6th, that's when Vince came back.
Right.
Like that's because Vince came back with the sale and it jumps up massively. And it basically carries on there. The only time it's really dipped is since the news came out that they're not selling to Saudis. But even then, it's starting to settle itself again.
But I mean, I'm not a stockbroker. This might shock you. But there's something in the sort of notion of like, it's a sale. The idea was he was coming back for a sale. The purpose was to make a sale of the company. So yeah, the prices would go up because of the acquisition. No, that's like you said.
Well,
that's
the genius of Vince's return.
Right.
Yeah. Is that if he was to just come back by himself, when it's been hinted at in the past, there has been a dip in the stock market. But because he's come back at the same time as I'm the only guy who can sell the company, he's smuggled himself inside that idea, which is why the stock market's embraced it.
It's a very my good friend Donald Trump, only I can fix it, Vince McMahon situation, isn't it? It's a lot.
It's interesting as well, because Meltzer on Wrestling Observer Radio, we're talking about this, because you're right, like Meltzer, I feel, is the only guy we have said Wrestling Observer and said, but this is exactly what Meltzer said. One thing we do know about this story is that ever since he was ousted, he did open up talks with the Saudis. So this didn't come in the last week. His coming back was obviously to close a deal that perhaps the people who are running the company, for all the reasons we're talking about, probably felt uneasy about this deal closing because they're perhaps looking out for the long-term future of the company and their own assets too.
Because the reports that Saudi Arabia could buy WWE, that came out last Friday night. Mm. Before then, everyone was like, oh, it's NBC Universal, it's Endeavor, it's one of those players. No one thought, oh my God, Saudi Arabia, although it makes total sense.
Yeah.
But yeah, this, first off, there's all the people denying it. I think they can actually deny it because there's no way that a deal of this size and complexity can go through before April. Right. It's so like the legalese, the contracts, the due diligence you have to go through. That's 3 to 6 months easy. Mm-hmm. So there is no done sale.
No.
Right. Always, and if there is a done sale, WWE will have to remove itself from the stock market because it will no longer be publicly traded.
There were also it's JP Morgan.
Yes.
Reported to have been signed on to do the deal. And that obviously takes time as well because you've got other people involved.
And you want to, if you're doing good business, you have to play people off each other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like you'll have the Saudi fund and you'll go over to Universal, NBC Universal, and go, or Comcast, the big company there, and go, oh, well, you know, these guys, they're saying $7.5 billion. Want to go up a bit more to $8 billion? But yeah, I think this is something Vince has been working on for months and months and months. It's straight out of Succession, specifically season two, episode 9, of when Roman goes to a sort of unnamed dictator-led country and tries to get funding to take the company private so the company doesn't have to deal with SEC investigations and board stuff.
Mm. I really feel like I'm now going to get a new appreciation for Succession because I watched it and I was like, this is a very, very good show. But now I could go back and be like, oh no, that's Vince. That's Stephanie.
So, like, what we're saying is, in the time that Vince was not directly involved, he just binged Succession and was like, yeah, he was taking notes the whole time. Like, this is what I'm going to do.
Well, he's never watched TV or movies.
He's never had
so that, now that he's retired.
Exactly.
Probably thinks it's a documentary. It's a curious one, though, because I've always been deeply skeptical of Vince leaving back in July. I always assumed... The reason Stephanie's there, even though they fell out, you know, you can make do, you're my eyes and ears in the company now. The way this has gone down, I don't feel like Vince was actually secretly puppeteering WWE in the last 5 months. I feel like he was genuinely outside of WWE and he's been plotting against his own company.
Well, I don't know who it was who did the reports, but talks of him when they initially suggested that he might try and make some form of comeback was that he was very aggrieved and didn't thought he got given bad advice.
Yeah,
and that's why he
that was
down.
The Wall Street Journal article, right. The one in December that said that he feels that he was given bad advice and had he not stepped down, the allegations would have blown over and it would have just gone on as business usual.
There's not an untruth to that because some of these allegations I remember reading about years ago and nothing ever, specifically the one of the tanning salon. I remember reading that yonks ago.
Yeah.
And nothing ever happened. And like, you know, even with the reckoning of the sort of Me Too in Hollywood situation, really got off kind of unscathed. And the thing about Vince is, like, you think you can arrive for a pop on no chance an L hits, and a whole arena is going to cheer for you, and you can sort of brush it under the rug. So he's kind of not. You can understand him going down that angle. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can see where his logic is.
It wasn't just Hollywood that had a Me Too reckoning. Wrestling specifically had.
Speaking
and
yeah.
No one ever mentioned anything about him. And another part of this related to, like, mainstream media's willingness to cover pro wrestling stories, because it's such an easy thing to go, oh, it's a bit carny and silly. Let's push it to one side. Is that the Wall Street Journal, these articles... And Vice, I guess, they're the only people who have covered it.
Yeah.
And the only people doing the proper investigative reporting. Whereas when you look at other stuff like the FIFA corruption,
yes,
if that happens, every newspaper worth its salt is going to start their own investigation to try and get their own stories. The Wall Street Journal specifically covers Wall Street. If WWE goes private, the Wall Street Journal no longer cover them. So yeah. it's just a it's another, the whole Saudi Arabia private thing, although it's been denied, it's such a silver bullet for all of Vince's problems. The SEC no longer investigate them because that's for publicly traded companies. Yeah. The board, the shareholders. I mean,
and because ultimately, what was it that made him back away? It was financial. It was to do with the company's money.
It was the SEC's investigation into improper accounting of those hush money payments. Mm. Yeah.
And the guy that was leading the investigation against him is now no longer on the board. Yeah. He was one of the people that quit on Friday when Vince got back in.
Yeah, Singh.
So he's gone. There was someone else that's gone. Obviously, there was the three people that Vince, Michelle Wilson, and George Barrios replaced.
Yeah.
Now Stephanie's gone as well. So what Vince now has is just a board of people that will agree with what he says.
Mm. And apparently that isn't good enough because he wants to get rid of the board by going public. And I agree with him. You know, if I'm Vince, that board, 11 people, voted unanimously against me returning in December. I've got rid of six of them.
Yeah.
Five of those people still voted against me.
And that's not rumor or innuendo or anything. That's cold, hard fact, because we've seen the letters now, because when they did the announcement of the board had changed, they printed all the letters. They printed Vince's original letter that he'd said asking to come back, and their response email where they said, I can get the quote up in a second, where they were like, this is a bad idea and we're saying no. We've gotten, like, you've done great work for this business, but this would be very bad for the company if you did this now. So Vince just found a different way through, got back into the company, and then, as you say, got rid of them all. Brilliant.
It's Vince is a poster child for therapy, I feel. And also a prime example of why sometimes imposter syndrome can be a good thing. You know, we could all do with some now and again.
I think Laurie once described him as walking id. Because he's just, there's no ability to self-reflect or self-study.
Just none. And not even seeing. And what's really interesting to me is, if we were to look at, and I don't want to get ahead of what we're going to talk about, but if we're looking at the practicalities of what happens if Saudi Arabia were to buy WWE, how does WWE continue to function, like, as a company that does what it does, when you consider what happens as a knock-on effect of when Saudi owns something, thinking of...
Well, that was going to be one of my questions. Obviously, when I was prepping things before, you know, all the denials came out against it, was the Saudi Arabia owns Newcastle Football Club. Mm. And, you know, coming from a football fan perspective, as you are, it's, as a club, have they really changed? And Newcastle supporters initially were, like, outraged by it, but they're all still going to the games.
From what I've seen, they love it, those bloody Geordies.
So this is from the off, they were sort of wearing traditional Saudi, well, I say traditional Saudi, they were putting tea towels on their head and being like, and being football fans about it. But, like, the outrage kind of came from those of us who aren't Newcastle fans and LGBT supporters clubs and groups within the Newcastle fan base were a little bit outspoken about that as well. The problem with a football team, I think, is that it is community driven. These football teams and these clubs have been around for hundreds of years. Like, you know, hundreds is a bit long, at least 100 years for many, many clubs. And they are as much part of the lifeblood of a community and of a city and a town, etc., as anything. So it's very hard to extricate yourself from that, because it's not just, oh, I support this team. It's me and my dad would go to the stadium, and our family are so, and these, especially with Man United, my team, these players become sort of part of our town and they live there and we see them at Waitrose and things like that or wherever you shop. Budgets in Manchester. So like that makes this kind of ownership incredibly difficult to sort of pass. It's this mix of this love for this heritage and history and what's going on. When it pertains to a company like WWE, I don't know how much it depends on the brand loyalty as fans, especially now that we have such a rich wrestling scene.
For everything you just described about the Newcastle fans, yeah. Your own fanship, it's WWE diehards. Right,
absolutely.
The 1.2, 1.3 million people who will tune in every week, regardless. No matter what. They do not care who owns the company. Mm. And you know, why should they? They just want to watch some light entertainment every Monday or Friday because they've watched it with their dad, with their granddad for decades.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, look at those people, you know, the second the Wall Street Journal article, the first one came out with the allegations against Vince, he went straight onto TV.
Yeah.
Not a single person booed him.
Well,
and in the weeks that he kept showing up on TV, not a single person booed him. Not a single person really tuned out of the show. People still watched and people still reacted. So there are some people, the reaction to this news was just like, well, this is the death of the company, this is that and the other. If this ever went through, I don't think it would really change anything from that aspect of it. The things that would change would be what you were talking about in the news, is that can they actually still sell TV rights?
And this is the key, because without... live gates have been going down. Is that correct? Is that fair to
no,
say?
Actually, in the last... Well, there's a narrative that Triple H turned it around. Since WrestleMania last year,
right?
WWE business in general, live events, merchandise deals, all been ticking up very healthily.
Okay, because generally for a while, that was the case that they were going down. Okay. So really, how are WWE making all this money? How are they turning over these profits? It's a mixture of budget cuts and TV rights. So
budget cuts did not do anything.
This is what they said.
That's what they said. But the reason why they're making all the money was Fox.
Oh my God.
So like,
that 30,000 grand a year we're paying no-name NXT person. Like, oh yeah, that's a real big hit to the $1 billion deal we get.
But if your business is based on these TV rights and you struggle because it's the advertisers, it's the television companies who maybe don't want to have their brand and their businesses in the bed with the public investment fund. Yeah. And what happened, there's another football example with the European Super League, which was that these...
I forgot about that.
So basically, people who wanted to make loads more money, the owners of the biggest clubs in Europe, conspired to get together and have a breakaway league to basically for, and it was one with no competition. It was one where they could control everything. They could make as much money. It was a financial decision. And the fans went, no, we don't want this. Reject. And through pressure, it happened within the space of about 24 hours. Mm. One club after another, specifically in England, started to break away from that. And that pulled the whole thing down. That's not to say that's never going to come back. They're not going to try it again, because I know that the Barcelona chappie is a big fan of the idea, because it needs money. But it is interesting what happens when there is no appetite among advertisers and the people who give you the television space to make it happen. Mm. These things can fall apart really quickly. And if I think, ultimately, this is a business. Vince doesn't necessarily care about it. It's the CM Punk line I always go back to, is the millionaire who should be a billionaire. Mm. If he cared about wrestling and he cared about quality, we would have seen that and it would be even bigger than it is now, kind of thing. He doesn't. He cares about the bottom line. He cares about his money. So he'd probably sell to the Saudis with no problem. It's the rest of the shareholders and the rest of the board. And what happens if you're not going to get your TV rights? Think about WCW. WCW died a death because Eric Bischoff had a consortium all ready to go. The papers were drawn up, and then they said, we're not going to give you TV time. Without TV time, WCW is worth nothing. Vince bought it, tried to ship out a WCW show. The advertisers and the TV said, no, this is a rating suicide option. We're not going to take it. So WCW subsumed, and that's how we got the Lovely Invasion, and everything was fine.
Yeah. Bought it for like $5 million.
Yeah,
at the end.
Yeah, because without television, without public, without eyes, a way to get your product, what are you? So that's the question. That's, if anything, that's what's going to scupper the Saudi deal.
I just want to correct you on one thing. Please. The European Super League was the biggest teams in the world and Tottenham Hotspur. I just want to make sure that we're all clear on that.
Yeah, fair.
I mean, on the one of Fightful's reports, when sort of the news came out, because you mentioned earlier, the idea of this being a litmus test. And Sean had even mentioned this on the Fightful show that he did yesterday, being like, for all we know, this is just WWE putting the rumor out there, feeding it to some journalists who can then start this, you know, ball rolling. Mm. And we can see what the reaction is externally. But perhaps more importantly, the reaction internally is going to be in the company. And the reason I say that is because there's a note here from them, which is people within the writing team and production have not been informed of the sale. Zero talent we've heard from have been told anything about a sale. There hasn't been any briefing on the whole situation. No talent we've spoken to have asked for their release, but there was at least one talent that told us they would do if this had happened. There is an incredible amount of concern among staff and talent regarding Vince McMahon taking back control.
With the... We'll get into the star thing very quickly. I just want to reference the litmus test idea. Mm-hmm. Litmus tests are very, very common in acquisitions of companies and special purpose vehicles and things like that, where you saw it a lot with Twitter last year. Mm. You would float an idea, something would get leaked to the press, but really it's not a leak. It's a very carefully planted story so the lawyers and the deal makers can test how the market would react to a version of that news. Like, oh, if Apple are going to acquire Pinterest and that leaks out, oh, and the stock price goes up, that is a good idea. Mm. Works for Pinterest because they get more value for their stockholders. Apple are like, oh, that does work. It is a good idea. But that's for publicly traded companies. This is a private organization, the Saudi Investment Fund, taking something. So they wouldn't actually really care about a litmus test for the shareholders.
Yeah.
You can argue that, oh, but what about the people who work there? I really don't think they care. And to be honest, when you're talking about that much money, billions and billions of dollars, they don't need to care. They don't need to care. And I hate to say this, if Sami Zayn walks out, that's the most important.
Do you mean the public investment fund?
The people making the money there.
Yeah.
Sami Zayn's journey is the most important thing to me as a fan.
Yeah.
But on the top level, like the so high up, that it's an ant to them.
Well, let's not forget also, these are the people who bought the 10-year deal and said, can you have Yokozuna come on the show? Mm. Like, they don't have any idea what the product is. They don't care. They're not interested. They're very much... It's the whole point of the public investment fund, which, you know, the Newcastle board were like, oh, it's not the state. It's not the state. It is the state. It's controlled by the Crown Prince. The whole point of it is a PR exercise to make people want to come to Saudi Arabia, to make, you know, to get... That's where sports washing comes from. It's this idea that it's like, forget about all of that stuff. We like WWE and you like WWE, come on holiday to Saudi.
I mean, remember the first show, the Greatest Royal Rumble.
Oh my God, it's cringe.
I think people forget because like the Saudi shows now are just regular shows, but in Saudi Arabia.
And pretty decent.
And pretty decent, yeah. As well. The first one they did, John Cena has his match with Triple H, he wins, then cuts a promo about how lovely the hotels are and the great service and the great welcoming he's had since he'd come here. There's a video package about women driving.
Yeah.
Mm. And like, that was the original purpose until they decided, actually, no, we're just going to do regular shows now.
And the women driving thing is such an interesting example of what's happening because essentially it's making minor things available. Oh, congratulations, women, you can drive now. And that means that we're making progress, right? I went to Bahrain. I tell the story a lot. I went to Bahrain and it happened to be around the same time as the second Saudi show where the first women's match was taking place. And WWE were hyping it. They were really making a big deal out of it. And I had conversations with women from the area. Bahrain and Saudi are very close together. And I was saying things like, oh, you know, what does this mean? Like, tell me how this feels. Is there a vibe? Is it affecting? Nope. They were like, oh yeah, I heard that's happening. Fundamentally, it doesn't actually do anything. That's very much about us being seen to break barriers, but presenting the perception. It's very Wizard of Oz. It's very like, how much, and it's the same with the World Cup, you know, the World Cup that just happened in Qatar. It's all of it is there to create this facade. The Saudis don't care about the product. The Saudis care about the money that it will ultimately bring in. The whole point of the investment fund is to stop Saudi being reliant on oil. Mm-hmm. So it's assets. It's we own WWE.
It's influence.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what it is. So while, you know, when I was talking about the landscape of wrestling being a little bit different now, there are so many different opportunities. I think of people like Sonya Deville. It's not just Sami Zayn, obviously, because Sami doesn't go to these shows, but Sonya Deville is a gay woman. And in Saudi, you can't be that. Mm. It will be very bad for you. She doesn't necessarily need to feel beholden to that company. There are other options for her to go. Same with Sami Zayn. Same with any wrestler who feels like, you know, back in the day, it might have been like, well, if I'm not here, where am I?
Mm.
There are options, you know. Not saying that giving up your WWE job to go and, you know, do the numbers on Dark is necessarily the best option, but...
Hey, you too could face Athena for the ROH Women's Championship.
But this is the thing. I don't know. It's that's... I do think about these wrestlers who are going to be working for a company owned by a state that considers you less than a human and actively wants you dead.
But that was the point I wanted to make about the Newcastle thing, is that really, has the Newcastle team changed in any way since the takeover? Like, would WWE change in any way outside of there'd be no quarterly investors calls.
Mm.
There would be no publicly traded information about them. For all we know, it might have just been Vince is in charge, Triple H is still head of creative, the shows are exactly the same, but some people might leave, or some people might go.
I think the only thing that I can... Yeah, I think largely the on-screen product is that will be affected by Vince, not the Saudis. It will just be the sort of moral complications, people knowing who really owns the company. That will be the main conflict. Mm. But I think one thing that it would give WWE is just unlimited funds.
Yeah.
Mm. As you see with Newcastle, I believe they've gotten a much better team.
Well, the only thing about Newcastle is they haven't actually done that much business because they haven't had the... Because they were bought at the end of the January transfer window, right. And then in the summer there wasn't a lot that was put in place. But the team has massively improved, and I think a large portion of that is the behind the scenes where the money has been spent in the way that the club has been run. Because, I mean, Newcastle was run spectacularly badly by its last ownership. You know,
Mike Ashley.
Quite. Yes, with the lovely Sports Direct, those giant Sports Direct mugs full of isotonic sports drink. But yeah, so that I think that's where the difference has been made. Newcastle want to win things is the thing. Newcastle want to win trophies and get in Champions League because the better Newcastle United does, the more they can attract from sponsors, from investment elsewhere, the better that is for Saudi. I don't think Vince McMahon's brain works that way. Do you know what I mean? I don't think he necessarily cares about quality of product. The past 20 years would suggest not.
Sorry to keep going off on a tangent, but yeah, the Saudi Arabian investment, if they do buy it, because, you know, currently the deal is being played down again.
Even if it was ever true in the first place.
They solve a lot of issues for Vince, the SEC, the having a board, loads of things, but they don't have like a great relationship. They've got a very profitable relationship, $1 billion over the course of 5-10 years, whatever it was. But yeah, it's a risky business partner to have because it comes with a lot of demands and expectations, and also I would imagine a lot of volatility.
Well, they ground a plane.
Yeah, well, that was the mechanical issues.
Yes, you're right. There is certainly one side of the story that would say that was mechanical issues. There's another side that said it was something else.
Yes. And that's, if you've been in that position.
Speeches.
Yeah. If you've been in that position where you've seen how quickly a business relationship could change, I'd be so wary of going, like, putting all my eggs in that basket then. And I think that's probably a sign of how desperate Vince has become. That he has had to take such an extreme partner, potentially, to get out of his mess.
Because, I mean, and it's come around so quickly, you know, he's only back in the business on Friday. So, which is why I think, like, you know, Meltzer was saying there, clearly this has been something that's been in the works for a lot, like, ever since he left in June. It would have
to
have been.
He didn't leave the company. Like, he still maintained his sort of big shareholder.
But then, yeah, then stepped down and retired. Yeah. Was it June or July?
It was July.
July, yeah.
June, the reports came out. That's July, he retired.
Yeah. Such a small time.
Held on for a month.
Interim CEO for a brief period of time.
She's a woman.
Well, that, funny that you should say that, because I did see one tweet that was talking when because for me, Stephanie resigning, I was like, not just going back to her leave of absence, which, by the way, I forgot she took.
Yeah.
But,
I think everyone
yeah,
did. I was
like, oh, yeah, you were taking your leave of
absence. I bring it up all the time.
But then to go one step further and actively say, I'm also going one step further and resigning, like, I'm not going to be a part of this. Then this news followed up. There was a tiny part of my brain that was like, "Whoa, I wonder if that's related in any way, shape, or form."
There's so many reasons for Stephanie stepping down. I think it's hard to put it on one. She could have been forced out. She could have just been like, "Well, I was gonna have a break anyway. I've just stayed on for a favor. First chance she gets." I think, to be honest, like just social read. I think that's the main driver. But yeah, like, or she doesn't want to vote against her dad. Mm. She disagrees. She clashes with her dad. Loads of reasons, or that. It's just she's simply not part. But then, if she steps down as chairwoman, even when she took the holiday, she was always still on the board.
Yeah.
And she could still be on the board even if she wasn't a co-CEO. So it was, that's
really
peculiar.
It's really funny. Someone shared a clip of Stephanie doing an interview with Howard Stern. In like 2001. It's like 2000, 2001. And Howard Stern said like, "Oh, you know, when Vince retires, that means you get the company, right?" And she's like, "Yeah, you know, that's what sort of the working plan is." And he said, "Oh, you know, he could fire you." And she goes, "Hey, he can always do that."
Meanwhile, Shane's off somewhere like...
Yeah.
And when there was a report came out that he'd be fired, and I was like, he didn't fire his own son.
Here's a picture of them at a business event just 3 weeks later. Good God.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
We're getting some ultra chats now. If you do want to join the conversation, wrestle.com/support. Kevin here has got quite a few that says, "Well, I guess we won't talk about Jinder going to NXT then."
I did. That's how I opened my news.
"If the company does go private, this could be catastrophic as it means no more quarterly investors calls. What will Ollie jack off to now?"
It's my favorite thing.
"Seriously, I think the Saudi part might only be a money thing. We might get more shows in KSA, but that may be it. But I don't expect WWE to make drastic changes with women and LGBT people. However, Vince being back in power is really bad because when Saudi Arabia says they need more money, he'll pull the trigger on mass releases. But there's also the fact that he could be head of creative again. I may be wrong, but that worries me more." I mean, me and Pete talked about this on Friday, but my first thoughts when he came back in, he's certainly not in power, was like, "Oh yeah, there could be some releases." Because that was the reported reason why Braun Strowman was cut.
Yeah.
Because his contract was massive.
And Bray.
And they were like, well, you know, he was difficult to work with. But Braun was very much a case of, he earns too much money here, and we're trying to sell this company. We're trying to make it look like a good lucrative business deal. So we're going to cut Braun because...
That's papering over cracks. Because for me, I don't know, I feel like I'm mental when I think about this. But like, if you want to make your company like attractive and whatever, it's got to be good quality. Like, not to... I'm so sorry to have basically turned this into a football podcast, but as a United fan...
Andy's really enjoying it.
As a United fan, it's infuriating to have owners that don't ultimately care whether or not we win trophies. They just care whether or not we can get a new big sponsor. Because if you are a footballing business, if people want to sponsor you and come and see your team play because you're good at football, you should be focused at the baseline on making sure you win games and win trophies. WWE should be baseline a good entertainment product. If Vince doesn't care about that, and so he's willing to just cut people hit willy-nilly, like in the middle of storylines or whatever, how is that an attractive investment? Surely the key thing is the product has to be good. No? Am I alone?
In the short term.
They don't watch the product.
They
don't watch it. They can just look, oh, wow, you've converted this many subscribers into paying people. You've done these deals. You've got these licensing agreements. You've got these partnerships. Oh, yeah, you must be doing really well.
Yeah.
Like, and even if they did watch a show, they'd probably go, oh, wow. Because if you go to a live wrestling event and watch it on TV, it's undoubtedly impressive.
Yeah. I don't think Bob Iger was going to look at WWE and be like, oh, I'm really interested. Oh, they don't have Braun anymore. Oh, well, deal's off the table now. I'm not interested unless I can have Braun Strowman.
You clearly didn't read his speech when he got back to Disney. He finished it by saying, get these hands. And then he ran around the Disney party. He ran around the Epcot ball. Yeah, literally.
But in his autobiography, Journey of a Lifetime, he does talk about how much he loves flippy wrestling. So it's... There's a clash there.
Adam Blamplate,
it's a great book.
He's been a member for 9 months in a row. Said, this news has killed my interest in the entry. I'm only going to keep up with what's happening through you guys. Jam that jam. Also, sub to No Rolls Barred. It's a lot of fun.
It is hard.
Oh, also, subscribe right here.
Absolutely. We are now at, I'm just going to do a quick live update. We are 6 subscribers away from hitting our 70K goal.
And we're not going off air until we do it.
Come on, there's 3,800 people watching right now.
Surely 6 of you are not subscribed to this channel.
I don't know why you're not.
Stream Noir said, I'm worried about your guys' health in the middle of the world, amidst the whirlwind of rumors, news, confirmations, and deconfirmations. Love you, dude. Thank you for all you do. Yeah, bless Pete and Tempest.
I know.
Well, actually, I say bless Pete. Pete was sort of woken up to... He woke up and then had to do the stream. Mm-hmm. Tempest was just awake.
Yeah. Well, he just got back from Canada.
He's on Eastern time.
He's on Eastern time, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Well, that's the way
he doesn't sleep.
But he's young, isn't he? He's got youth on his side. I'm Just Marcus said, so now that I've slept on is like Tempest, this news has dropped as I was going to bed. It's still really bad. Only hope this doesn't go through and ends up being a terrible rumor. But then no smoke without fire. And Vince loves money and control. Got to feel bad for the roster and staff getting caught up in all of this if it does end up being true. Mm. Rob Steedley has been a member for 7 months in a row. Said, welcome back, Dan.
Ah.
Is Kathy Kelly in this story? I've been a fan of WWE for over 40 years. The last 6 to 8 months have been insane. Whatever could be next?
God, whatever could be next?
Me and Sally were talking about this because it's like 2022 was the craziest year. I was fully expecting this to be a pretty low energy year. And then best match of the year, thanks to
New Japan.
Vince forces his way back in. Stephanie resigns, potential sale to Saudi. Like, all within 10
2023
days.
2023 hole, maybe.
Yeah, it's insane. And then we were like, well, what could happen next? And, you know, we're thinking like, well, if Triple H gets forced out, where would he go? Would he start his own wrestling promotion?
Rising is all elite.
Would he go to AEW to help Tony book that?
Yeah.
And then we were like, no, that won't happen. And then we both looked at each other and went, why are we even saying stuff won't happen anymore?
Yeah, at this point. I mean, could you imagine... No, I won't even start fantasy booking a Triple H run promotion where he like...
Me and Sonny did.
Triple H, William Regal, and I'm like, should we get Jeff Jarrett in as well? Just to, you know...
I really liked everyone being like, William Regal should just show up to Dynamite tonight and pretend nothing ever happened.
Walking backwards back into...
Man with a mask, lovely to see you again.
Just say, oh, great storyline, fellas. Really worked them all.
DX solo. Actually, on this, on Friday, in the Observer, there was literally a line in there that said, like, oh, CM Punk looks to be making moves to get back into AEW and do business. And I said to people, like, this feels like the fifth most interesting story of the day. And it's CM Punk possibly going back to AEW. Mm.
Like a week off since Brawl Out would be nice. No?
DX Solo has been a member for 16 months, said, lovely to see you all. Great to see Dan on my screen with my morning coffee. Just a quick update on my AEW figures. The collection is now 73.
Oh, my word.
Goodness gracious.
DX Solo's he's a hero.
He is indeed. I should mention as well, every time Kathy Kelly appears on screen when I'm making my Raw notes, I'm like, oh, damn.
Yeah.
You get in the three count as well whenever she comes up.
She posted a gold bikini shot, and I had to take about a day off work to deal with it.
So I've just been told, check the numbers.
Yay! Yay! Smash that number. It's some ASMR.
I was watching White Lotus because I'm getting into TV, you see. And in that, in the second episode, Sydney Sweeney and her friends, she just goes, do you want to do some ASMR? And then they just do this whole like extended sequence of her like flicking a lighter by her ear, tickling her face and going like, and all this sort of stuff. And it goes on quite a while. And I looked at my wife and I said, kids today are stupid. They're into stupid things. Give me a shopping cart and a curb and I'll show you entertainment for hours. And we won't whisper about it either. So yes, that is 70,049 subscribers. Nice. Well,
let's get to 100.
Thank you all so very much. That means we will be doing a 10-hour Royal Rumble randomizer stream. Don't worry, Ollie. You don't have to be on all of it.
I'll do all 10 hours.
Thank you very much. You can just dip in for an hour or so. Because I'll be doing all 10 hours.
I'm awake anyway.
I like the people.
I like the people.
Kate Ayers has been a member for 16 months in a row, said, you guys should have a live stream of the WrestleTalk office. Watching you guys try to sift through all this news in real time would be good content. Russell Tyler Sanderson said, assume the Saudi deal does happen. What does it mean for Sami Zayn? I assume it would be a no-go considering his Syrian background, past comments, actions pertaining to Saudi Arabia. Well, he's not allowed on the shows.
Yeah. We can only go by what has happened already, and he doesn't want to go. Apparently, they don't want him to go. That's been reported. I think if they did take over, he would be fine to work WWE as currently, but would he want to?
Yeah. Ketz, let's not pretend that WWE being sold to Saudi Arabia is out of the realms of possibility. Keep your guard up, people. We're not out of the clear just yet. Hannah Winter, the only silver lining I can see if this sale does go through is that budget cuts for shareholders is less likely as money will be thrown around. It is the smallest silver lining of a very, very dark cloud. I hope all of this isn't true, though. Wouldn't that be a case?
I think they'd fire people anyway. They just won't call it budget cuts and they wouldn't explain it. It'd just be
don't need you anymore.
Yeah.
It would be the old days.
Yeah, I was
creative has nothing for you.
Yeah.
Kyle Jeffries, damn, who is the sexy lad in the middle? Damn, who's the cuddly, who's the dadly lad on the left? Gosh darn, who's the giant heel on the right?
What have I done that's made me a heel?
Today.
I'm just saying maybe the Saudi Arabia deal looks pretty tasty. But I bought up a load of stock this morning.
That's why it started tanking.
Yeah, I was thinking, can I do a video of I bought £500 worth of WWE stock?
And what would the thumbnail face look like?
Would it be like Mr. Beast? It'll be Mr. Beast style. There'll be all these papers. I don't know what it would actually have content-wise.
No. I mean, I did think, like, on Thursday when the news of Vince McMahon going back, I did turn to my wife and said, like, should I just buy some stocks now?
Yeah.
And then I'm just selling. If I'd have done it.
You'd have made 20%.
I could have made 20%. And if I'd have put £5 down, I'd have got back
£7.50.
£7.50.
I don't know if that's true.
Travis, who's been a member for 16 months from a row, said, being from Kent.
What
a lad. I was thinking about going to Money in the Bank. Not sure now. Maybe I should go to the watch party instead.
Oh, if there is one.
I love that level of assumption.
Do you think this will affect ticket sales?
No.
This is the thing. Like, there's been so much scandal. Like, I don't want to get in trouble on a legal basis, but certain people have been accused of some things and they still get the biggest pop of the year at WrestleMania. Yeah.
Plasma Petey has been a member for 9 months in a row, said, hey guys, this news has pushed back my plans for a fancy wrestling league. Here's to hoping that Nick Khan and Triple H gain control. DFTBA, love you guys.
Well, Nick Khan is the CEO and Triple H is head of creative.
Still.
For now.
So
but Stephanie was still CEO a couple of days ago.
Yeah. So 8 months ago, Nick was... What was Nick before he became co-CEO? He was a vice president. No, he was more than vice president. He was executive. I can't remember what it was. But it's not hugely dissimilar from
COO?
8 months ago. It was COO, yeah. Yeah.
Omar Husey said, if I can be completely honest for a second, I feel like I've been hoodwinked. Vince leaves and everything starts getting better, only for it to possibly now be in the hands of something much, much worse. I'm glad AEW is around because I don't know if I can ever watch WWE
again. What if
again.
It's all work? The whole thing.
New faction debuting.
Yeah, it's all work.
I thought exactly the same thing. Sorry, who said that?
Omar.
That's on us. I cannot believe we thought Vince would go so quietly into the
good
night.
Yeah.
I did say the reason why I did not do a live stream reaction to Vince McMahon retiring is because I didn't believe it was true.
Because the man doesn't know how to quit.
Yeah, well, he hates sleep.
He hates sleep. He doesn't like sneezing.
His beard is an enemy. He has to be clean shaven because he won't let the beard win.
Go to therapy.
Legion 428 said, I'm glad things have calmed down now. Of all options, I think Saudi is absolutely worst case scenario.
Yeah.
Plot twist, Jones has been a member for 16 months. Said Dan the Man, I really hope $7 Productions can save WWE.
They have nowhere near enough money.
Tagline for Mania was all in the family.
Well, there's a very specific amount of people that do have the money. Like it's a, what, $6-7 billion evaluation?
$7 billion, I think, was the number that's been bandied around.
Comcast,
I don't know how true it is.
Comcast has loads and it would make sense for them.
Disney Fox, love IP.
Yeah, Fox don't have a foot in the streaming situation, but they do have, they're also going through a thing with News Corp at the moment. So like it's when you value a company that much, the pool limits a little bit. Maybe, you know, like Jim Ratcliffe. Oh, speaking of examples of litmus tests and things like that, Man United were put up to sale and Apple were supposed to buy them for a minute. There was no truth to any of those rumors, but it was put out there.
Yes.
Again, to sort of float that this does happen regularly. Let's hope to God this is one of those.
Jay Toomer has been a member for 14 months in a row, said VKM on his revenge road. It really is that simple. Taking the company private again gives him all the power. I think I'll just watch other promotions.
Yeah.
New promotions have come in, new members have come in rather. Oh. Cole Anderson and Hamza Hashmi, who's also gifted one membership.
Oh, thank you very much.
Suspect 333. This is the first instance of long-term booking I've seen from Vince in well over a decade.
It's such a good storyline.
It's a work.
Slid. Hello, guys. I will stop watching if they do sell to Saudi Arabia. I got some integrity left. Also, I started listening to all the Wrestle Rambles from 2017. Wow. Such fun. Ollie, my love for you started before your hair grew back. Much love to everyone, old and new.
It's always been there. It's just the lighting that's changed.
We do have much better cameras
now. Better cameras.
Yeah. Tenrosa, Saudi Fund has a financial stake in JP Morgan.
What?
Say that again?
The Saudi Fund has a financial stake in JP Morgan, the bank they're doing the sale through.
I mean, I
don't know that.
I don't know if that really, they've probably got money in so many different parts of Western infrastructure that I wouldn't read too much.
They own
into that
Da Vinci painting.
Do they?
Do you remember? The Lost Leonardo?
Isn't that, are you confusing this with Glass Onion?
No, the painting of the Salvator Mundi, the one that was like, wow, we found Leonardo, but is it a Leonardo? Who knows? And then the Saudis were like, we'll have that, thanks very much. And then hid it away somewhere, and no one's seen it since. That is a Glass Onion sort of mystery.
Good store of value.
Anyway, they continue. If this was a test leak, why did Steph leave? Seems too concrete for a test story. I just don't know what to think anymore.
Mm. Oh, because they're separate stories.
Yes.
Timing is...
Yeah, like...
The timing's funny.
They've all been pulled off at the same time.
Yeah.
Probably to distract from one another, because no one can really concentrate on Stephanie leaving, Vince coming back, or the Saudi deal, because the attention split between three massive stories. I would say Saudi is getting the most time, which means it's a really smart play, because the actually more fundamental things that are happening right now, Vince and Steph, flying under the radar.
Right, Diaz been a member for 9 months in a row, says, hey yo, thank you for all the football info. As an American, I had no idea some clubs were already in Saudi pockets. Yeah. Curious where we all are next week.
I think Newcastle is the only UK one. But yeah.
But that is Man City owned
by Abu Dhabi.
Yeah.
And Qatar owns PSG. It's like, you know, this is a golf practice to, like I said, get away from being solely reliant on oil, and also to change the opinion and the view of that part of the world without actively having to do anything.
Monty Granito, WWE has always been a Middle America veteran appreciative nationalistic entity. Those are its fans. The America of it can't be underestimated. Slid said it's time to bring back the territories. Bailey Donovan, hey guys, leaving to go backpacking next week, so we're thinking about cancelling the network to save money, but I've changed my mind. I thought, no, I'll keep it to watch the pay-per-views, but after this news I have little intention of watching the product anymore.
If anyone does want to cancel the network, even if you don't, like, I assume it's Comcast Peacock now for a lot of people, maybe just divert those funds to Sammy for Syria. It's a nice idea, isn't it?
Look at you go being all so. I was fully expecting you to say to WrestleTalk on Patreon.
No, you're right. Chat it in now, because we're covering this story.
And then you fully just sort of like pivoted and went benevolent, and I was like, oh, that was lovely.
It was very nice, wasn't it?
You know, other people might.
Every time I'm on a stream, I get really worried when I look and I've got a Discord notification, because it means like, oh no, what's happened? What have I done wrong?
I haven't pressed go live.
It was just Jenna being like, oh, the numbers look really good. Because they do. Slid, as a lifelong Newcastle supporter and wrestling fan, I see a key difference between these two takeovers. One benefits an entire city and rids a company of the rot that was killing it for years, and the other takeover benefits the rot itself.
That's a very poetic way of putting it. But this is what I mean by it being a community thing, and I think that's why the fans of Newcastle, I mean, there was such relief from it being taken away from, like, in the, not dissimilarly, it was the relief we felt when Triple H got given the
yeah,
book.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they are different beasts. Mm.
Slid here, as again pointed out, that Stephen Muehlhausen from Dazn has deleted all of his tweets, mm-hmm. which is what we talked mm-hmm. about earlier.
It's very interesting that. I wonder if anyone, you know, sent a strongly worded email.
I'm just going to check to see if Cassidy's are still up. We should check that, as this is a moving piece puzzle. No, he's still got, the deal isn't completely finalized, so he's still got it up there. Up next, it's Chris who says, hi guys, if it is the Saudis, I don't think they'll bring in any outrageous changes to the company, like all the women have to be covered, as they'd be better at the TV show. They'd be better on at the shows there and have other sports like boxing and football teams. I mean, yeah, it'd still be on American soil, none of that would change at all. Mayor of Painesville, Dan, said, hello, Luke, Ollie, and other Dan. Slow news week, huh? Thank you to Andy, Liam, Connell, Tempest, and Pete, and everyone helping with the WrestleTalk coverage in the last multiple hours. So there's no Saudi deal? I'd call that Danta Claus might buy it.
WrestleTalk.com. Once we're done here, make WrestleTalk.com your homepage, because there are so many updates probably coming.
Yeah. Do people still have homepages?
Oh, but they probably don't, you know.
I have a list of bookmarks that I go to every...
Well, everything's on mobile phone, the browser. Yeah,
make it your bookmark.
Make WrestleTalk at the top, and then...
It doesn't have the same ring to it, does it?
Make it your bookmark. Put a little app on the, you know.
Nickname Took Forever, aka Danny B, has been a member for 19 months in a row. Say congrats on 70K!
Yay!
And put in all of the Memberg emojis.
Maybe Saudi would buy us.
You are wearing green. This is the colour of the Saudi flag.
How much would you, though? Because everyone's got a price, right? If money, Saudi Arabia money, came money, over and money, said, money, we'll give you money. £1 billion for...
I mean, like a £1 billion to me personally would, like, I would never have to work a day in my life ever again.
I'd take 100K. I've just got.
I just like, even that, just give me like half, I'll pay off my mortgage.
Yeah.
And that's more or less me set for life then.
It's a lot of money left over.
I think it's imperative that you do your best Ted DiBiase laugh, since you just said his catchphrase. Good. Okay.
Chris said, "Hey, so when is that Rolling News Channel coming, guys?"
Well, so when it wrestled for 24.
In fact, Chris said on a previous stream, being like, "I really think you guys should just do a Rolling News Channel."
WrestleTalk.com.
That's is the Rolling News Channel. I know you said it's expensive, but it seems like you've got one now anyway, so you may as well do it. Welcome, Daniel and Simone, who are new members.
Thank you.
And Simone has said, "Do you think the Punk could now join WWE and cut a promo where he craps on oil consumption?"
You see, I think this makes the Punk returns WWE very unlikely.
Unlikely, yeah, I would agree.
There's that line he said to The Miz.
Oh, yeah.
Go suck a blood money covered
D
penis in Saudi Arabia. you effing dog, I believe, is the quote.
Wow.
It's the inclusion of you effing dog is what makes it fun. The first bit's so, like, it's so wow, but the second bit's like, you dog.
Yeah.
Because Punk is, he's quite opinionated.
No, is he?
Yeah. So sometimes that's a bad thing. Sometimes that's a good thing. So I don't think he would do that.
Marcel Arts said, hey, remember Freddie Prinze Jr.'s plans to run his own promotion? I was wondering, who does he want to hire in such a stable wrestling landscape? Well, that changed quickly.
If Triple H loves Dusty Rhodes as much as he says he does, he should go off and buy NWA, no? Like, take
off
Billy Corgan.
That's what I keep saying. Yeah. Yes.
I'd watch it.
There's a whole video about this coming soon. Slid said, if it turns out not to be true, then my suggestion would be Disney, just to see Johnny Gargano actually team up with Bluey.
He could actually do it. I read an idea that Comcast went in at the last moment on the Fox deal and they really drove up the price for Disney. So if Bob Iger was just like, I don't care about WWE, but Comcast, I'm gonna take WWE, I'm going to have the rights, and your USA network is going to sink to number 30 in the rankings.
Where did I get to? I'm Just Marcus said, Luke, turns out your gut reaction was true, of course. Vince was never going to leave quietly and stay away. Who knows what will happen by this time next week? Also, poor Stephanie must be exhausted.
Though she's finally... She's done what John Moxley has been unable to do. Take a break.
Yeah,
she's out now.
She's gone. She's
good luck.
Probably
to her.
Doing some yoga as we speak. Mm-hmm. Respect.
Chris said, with all of the comparisons to Succession, I think this plays more like the Star Wars saga. We thought we got rid of the Emperor and he just came back at the end worse than ever and willing to destroy it all with Hunter and Nick as Rey and Kylo to save us all.
It's a less sophisticated comparison.
Say how you feel. Like, wow.
Vince didn't die.
Yeah.
And he, like, Shane didn't
kill
Vince. I was
going to say, in this scenario, Shane is what? Kylo Ren, no?
Well, yeah, who would be the Darth Vader that would kill off Vince?
Well, is Vince Darth Sidious? I don't
know. Yeah, he'd be Emperor Palpatine.
Palpatine.
Yeah, Palpatine.
Palpatine.
Palpatations.
Yeah. Palpatations. Yeah. And so, yeah, and he would have killed him at the end of Return of the Jedi.
Okay.
Which, as we all know, was WrestleMania X7. Oh, no, maybe that's the Empire, because that has got the real dark side ending where Austin turns heel.
Yeah, strikes back.
It's the Empire.
The thing is with the Succession comparison is it is literal characters that they all have representatives.
No. Is it set in space? So I think we need...
Marcel Arts, regarding Saudi Arabia, the fund also has done investments in Take-Two, Electronic Arts, Microsoft, Facebook, Alphabet, Google, PayPal, JP Morgan, and I just donated to Sammy for Syria.
Yeah, nice one. They also, the big thing that Saudi do is they invest in, oh my God, what's the fund called? The Japanese fund that Masawari Sun runs? You know this guy? He's the big guy who invests in Uber and WeWork back when that was a thing. And it's pretty much all Saudi money.
Mm-hmm.
But it's sort of not laundered because it's transparent, but it feels like Japanese investment when really it's all Saudi
money. I mean, this is a difficult thing. All over the world, like, it's not just WWE where you've got the difficulties.
No.
It is knowing what, you know, shenanigans Facebook got up to in the 2016 election. It's knowing what other things. This is capitalism. So, like, you know, it's such a shame that this sort of, like, what's the phrase, morality, is put on us as the consumer.
Also, big shout out to DX Solo, who's just gifted 20 memberships.
Wow.
DX Talk Podcast Solo.
Huge day.
Celebrating that 73 action figure goal.
Well,
in
he's celebrating
style.
70K.
Because nice. Thank you, DX Solo.
What an absolute hero. And we've got this last one here from Jesse Woodworth, who says, I'm in the middle of moving to a new house, and you guys are the only ones making this whole mess make sense. Oh. I'm hoping that it's all false and it won't happen, because I want nothing more than El Generico to debut and win the Royal Rumble.
Oh, yeah. Where is that guy?
He's in his orphanage. He retired peacefully.
Yeah.
He could come back.
Yeah. We talked about this on the ROH show that we did.
Yeah.
We reviewed Final Battle 2011 for Patreon, and we talked about Generico and how he decided.
So over
was Generico, but decided that that's enough for me doing the wrestling now. And he retired.
Mm. Yeah.
And at the same time, someone showed up that had stole all of his moves.
Well, I mean, it's good to take inspiration, isn't it?
You're right, actually, yeah.
Sami Zayn is a homage to El Generico.
Yeah, very that part.
So I think that is going to do it for this edition of the WrestleTalk podcast. As Ollie was saying earlier, do bookmark WrestleTalk.com because that is the place to go to keep up with all of the latest of this story, because there will
it's
be.
Developing.
There
developing.
Will be, yeah. Shout out to Kevin, who's just become a member as well. So thank you very much to round us off there. There is probably more to this story. We'll find out what happens. Maybe we'll do another show of these on Friday. But if not, Ollie Davis and I will be back tomorrow doing the AEW Dynamite review.
I love AEW!
I'm sure Max Caster is writing frantically some new lyrics as we speak.
Googling what rhymes with Stephanie. Yeah.
What rhymes with Arabia?
Yeah. I've got one. I'll tell you later.
Thank you all so much for watching. Hey. I'm sorry. Damn. Right.
End the show, quick.
We've just got a chat in as well. Arkham, who says, with people speculating about Disney, I doubt they'd be interested due to them being $50 billion in the hole.
Wow.
Not being able to monetize it to the same extent as Marvel, Star Wars, and rumors of Disney looking to sell off itself. There are rumors of Disney looking to sell out of himself.
Scandal.
No. Anyway, that's all we've got time for on this show. I have been Luke Owen, DAD. That has been Ollie Davis. That's been the Professor Dan Layton, 2T3. Jam that jam.
Jam that jam.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.